You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Super excited to be airing my interview with Freak Slug now. It's the project of Xenia Genovese, who's a Manchester based musician. And she kind of like started out doing quite like a lo-fi indie pop kind of vibe, bedroom pop, but has kind of gradually, particularly with her most recent album, which is her debut album, I Blow Out Big Candles, it's kind of like stepping a little bit more into like an indie pop, indie rock sound. And I think that's very exciting. But she's coming to Aotearoa very shortly in October. And lucky for you, Lucky B Card listeners, we do have some double passes to give away. We have two double passes to give away. So if you're a fan of Freak Slug and you would like to head along to the show at the Tuning Fork on Tuesday, the 21st of October, hit us up on 5395 with your name, your B card, and Freak Slug, and that could be yours. We will be announcing those winners after the interview is aired, but in the meantime I will let you listen to the interview, because you know, that's let's get that done first. Oh goodness, didn't mean to do that. This is what I meant to do. This is Sexy Lemon by Freak Slug, and then my interview with Freak Slug. Off the back of your debut album, I Blow Big Candles, which came out in November last year, we're so excited to having you come to Aotearoa, New Zealand. Is this the first time you're coming?
This is my first time, yeah. I'm really excited, yeah.
That's so exciting. Yeah, I feel like I've been following your music for a couple of years, so it's, I'm excited to see you play live. You've just come off the back of touring the US, UK and Europe for this album, and I want to kind of flesh out some of your like sonic development a bit more later, but this album has leaned much more into kind of a fuller indie rock kind of sound, which has grown from your earlier work, which was quite lo-fi and bedroomy. What's it been like touring for this album compared to your previous work in that respect?
I think like touring's been a lot more fun because it's always good to rock out on stage, so I think, yeah, it's been really fun going with the heavier stuff, and it sounds even better live. Like, yeah, it's brilliant. Like, I like the dreamy stuff, but it's harder to go crazy. You just kind of look a bit weird when you're going crazy to like some like chilled out chorus and reverb. Do you know what I mean? You need some distortion in there. You want to like, yeah. So it's been really fun touring this album, and it's definitely a lot different, the energy, and yeah.
I guess it kind of completely changes your experience of touring as well, because it's got a lot more people behind it now with a fuller band.
Yeah, totally.
And then, I wanted to talk a little bit more about I Blow Big Candles. It kind of reflects a lot of your previous work, but is also kind of showing you in a bit more of a new light and kind of where you're at now. It feels like quite an honest and raw, but also quite charming body of work. How did you kind of go about approaching writing this album?
Yeah, I think like for sure I had an idea that I wanted to step away from, because I'm very boisterous and I always want my music to, or any art that I make, to show that side of me, which I didn't think the bedroom pop showed all of that side. I do have a light side and obviously a dark side, like who doesn't? So I think with this project I wanted to show more of the shadows and the darkness within me, you know, and explore that. And also I just listen to a lot of shoegaze and like heavy stuff. So it makes sense that, you know, I want to make music that I would listen to myself, you know.
Totally. Yeah, I did want to kind of come back to it kind of reflecting some of your own tastes as well. As I said earlier, it feels like your sound has developed and grown so much, and you've stepped into this kind of fuller sound, and it got me thinking about how the first single you released under the alias of Freak Slug was a cover of Joy Division's Disorder, and so it kind of, to me, like it only kind of feels right that your music has come to develop into this way. Does that kind of feel like a bit of a full circle moment for you in any way? What's it like kind of reflecting on that development?
Yeah, I mean, like before Disorder I was making music anyway, and it was really grungy and really experimental, but I think like, yeah, it's almost exactly, I'm just like trying to be who I really am, and I think this is more my sound. I really like what the older sound was and what it's done for like the name, but ultimately I think like this is what truly represents me.
Mm.
And I like dynamic. I will still keep some elements of the lightness that the old music has, but I feel more comfortable being represented by this new sound for sure.
And this is your debut album. I feel like generally, of course, there is a lot of pressure in releasing your debut, but it also for a lot of people kind of comes with a bit of extra pressure when you've already got quite an established discography, which you had with three EPs and quite a lot of music that you'd already released. Did you kind of feel much pressure in that sense in releasing this album, or did you feel quite prepared for it in the sense that it was a bit of a like a long time coming?
I don't get pressured like that. I really enjoy making music. I love it. It's like the most favorite thing that I ever have done on earth really so far. I can't imagine ever finding anything better than that. But yeah, to say it like plainly, there was no pressure, just excitement. Like, yeah, I feel like I was putting off the debut for me to, I really wanted to build a loyal fan base. And I wasn't ready. I wanted the debut to really pop, and I'm so glad that I waited and I knew it was the right thing to do, because it just felt, like it got like a nice amount of appreciation, to be honest, when it did happen. And it was all intentional. Like, I only wanted to put that debut out when I was like ready and like I had the fans behind it.
Coming back to that kind of sonic development we were talking about earlier, with like developing as an artist, do you feel like it's kind of gone alongside with personal development? How intertwined do you find that relationship to be?
Yeah, pretty intertwined, like I would say. I feel like, I mean, I write about my life mainly. So I'll write about arguments, love, like, it all comes from my own experience. Like, I don't really tend to write, like, a novel, like, about somebody else's life, So lyrically, 100%, and of course, sonically, like, I write the, I'm choosing the chords, so I really want to make sure that those chords strike my heart and bring out an emotion. Every like, chord progression is me, like, and if it's not me, I won't like have it, because it has to touch me and touch my heart. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. I also did want to ask, before music, you were studying fine arts and you have a background as a visual artist and painter. What was kind of the impetus for you to pursue music professionally?
Right. Honestly, man, like complete shock to me. So I wasn't expecting this. It's so funny, really, like, what life has in store for you. You have no fucking idea.
No.
I wanted to be a painter since, like, a child. And I, I was always said I'd be an artist, but I never really anticipated that it would be music. Even though I was making music since I was 15, like, writing songs and stuff like that. What actually happened was, it's funny, I was in Spain when in Barcelona, I recorded the sword and I wanted to do it like through a label. She did it with Nice Guys. And my girlfriend at the time was like, really put your effort into it, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, right, okay, like whatever. Like I was kind of like CBA vibes.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad I did, because, I mastered it. I produced everything, do you know what I mean? And then I'd sent it off and then it did well. So I was like, right, fuck it. I'll go back to Manchester, where the song, obviously the cover is Joy Division, which is why I wrote that, well, recorded that in the first place, because I missed home. And then, I came back home and then I guess there was definitely a point where I was like, am I going to stop? Am I going to change my focus here? Like, this was my dream with art and now am I changing to music? And there was a few, like, probably half a year where I was so fucking confused and I was like, wait, but like, am I actually doing this? Like, you know what I mean? I was like, I was like, kind of like, in this medium point, like when in between you die and like you go to like another place, like I was in that intermediate place. Like there's a special word for it, but like that's where I was chilling. And it was an interesting place to be, really. Like, but I'm not one of those musicians or people that was like, I wanted to be a musician since I was a child. Like, I never thought this would fucking happen. And it's so funny, because now I'm in the depths of it and I'm like, wow, like, what the hell?
Because like,
it's
happen?
So clear now that this was my destiny. But you don't know, when you're a kid, what life is in store for you. So it's quite funny.
That is funny. I, do you kind of still feel like you're quite a visual person then. How does that kind of play into your musical output?
Yeah, definitely I'm a visual person. I love beauty so much. Like, I can't walk down a main road without feeling unwell. Like, I have to find the side streets because I find it so disgusting seeing main roads. Like, that's to the extent of, like, my aesthetic.
Like, honestly, speak on it.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I'm obsessed with beauty, like, and yeah, I think that it's influenced my world for sure. Like, I mean, you know, I've been surrounded by artists for so long now, so I think, like, yeah, we attract each other naturally. But yeah, I think the beauty, but also what the visual world, you know, fine art has taught me is that I really enjoy juxtaposition of light and dark in one piece of art, whether it's music or art. I really love, like, rugged textures versus soft, like, smooth, you know. I love that, and it always translates throughout all my art, whatever I'm making, whether it's music or painting or whatever.
That's so cool to hear. Yeah, there's always going to be a bit of, like, a Venn diagram when it comes to having two creative pursuits. So yeah, that all makes sense. It's been such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for hopping on the phone.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's been lovely.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.